Hello and welcome to the Van Foodster Podcast. I am your host, Richard Wallach, covering the food scene in and around the Vancouver area, across Canada and beyond. This is episode 58 of the Van Foodster Podcast. In this week's episode, I will feature Alouette Restaurant, recently opened in the Le Soleil Hotel in downtown Vancouver. I also feature new fine dining Persian restaurant Dallara, recently opened in Kitsilano. I then feature Wasuda Pasta, specializing in Japanese and Italian house-made pastas in West Richmond. And lastly, I'll provide some dates for some upcoming food and drink challenges we have taking place in October and November. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Van Foodster, as well as visit VancouverFoodster.com for everything food in Vancouver and beyond. And we'll get on with this week's episode. I've recently had a chance to visit a beautiful new restaurant in downtown Vancouver called Alouette. It's a French bistro. It's taken over the former spot of Copper Chimney on Hornby Street. They've done a beautiful job in there. It's a two-level restaurant, and it's been quite full since they opened. It's been open about 3.5 weeks or so now, and pretty much Monday night, Friday night, Saturday night, every night is busy there. So make sure you get an advance reservation to attend, to go for dinner, and you'll really enjoy it. So there's a full-on cocktail list, wine list, beer, and mocktails. So that's what I did. I went on the mocktail route and tried a drink called a colada. So this is kind of a take of the pina colada, but it's obviously got no alcohol in it. It's a zero-proof cocktail. Very, very tasty. And another one that I tried was called the Pomegranate Paloma, also zero proof and also very, very tasty. So kind of pomegranate, very refreshing a drink. So you can definitely go that route, or you can go the liquor route, and they've got a beautiful wine list. You can definitely go for wine as well. So one of the dishes that I tried, the first one I had was the French onion soup, and that's, I love French onion soup, so I always want to get that when I'm at a French restaurant. They did a great job with this. It's caramelized onions, a beef broth, and Gruyere. Topped and just very flavorful broth. Very, very good. Also had the asparagus. This is a beautiful dish. First of all, it's stunning looking. It's tomato and mushroom Bernay and gougères. The gougères were a savory goat cheese puff. This is a different dish, of course, than the asparagus, but it's called gougère, and it's a savory goat cheese puff. They were actually really, really good as well. One of my favorite dishes, though, of the dinner was called vol-au-vent, and it's a mushrooms in puff pastry. So it's a vegetarian dish. It's puff pastry. It's got this mushrooms and mushroom sauce inside. It was incredible. Like, definitely would order that again. And, you know, definitely I've had this in the past, but in other cities, not in Vancouver. And, wow, it was just very, very well done. Came with a little bit of a side salad. It was very good. Another great dish was the Coquille St. Jack. It's a scallop dish, but it's the way it's done is they've got these kind of like oyster shells, I guess, and a big shell, and they've got scallops placed on top of the shell. Presentation is beautiful, and it's potato and green bean, watercress, kelp, but it just a scallop sauce. It's just delicious. It's a French classic, and you definitely want to try that one. And the steak and fritz. You cannot go wrong with steak and fritz. Actually, this was my favorite dish of the whole dinner. The steak was perfectly cooked. I had a 6-ounce fillet of beef, and we had it topped with black truffles, which were shaved tableside by the chef. So that's always a fun experience. And black truffles are in. You can get that, and it just makes that steak taste so much better. Their fries were really good. Crispy fritz, just like you want to have. Crispy, really, really tasty. Served with a roasted head of roasted garlic, shallots, and a red wine peppercorn sauce. Whole dish was delicious. And, you know, it's one of those affordable dishes, too. It's like $30 on the menu. So, you know, you could go to some restaurants around town and find this dish for like $70, $80. But so this is a great value dish for you. And very good. I mean, that whole event as well, just like so good. We also tried the Duck Cassoulet. This is a standard one, a French standard on many restaurant menus of French in a French bistro. Confit duck, lardon, sausage, cannellini. This is a very filling dish. I think it's good to share it. Otherwise, if you're having, or just have this on your own without anything else, because those cannellini beans were filling, just a really good hearty dish for fall. The lamb rack, also tried that one. Lentil, olives, tomato, grapes, pine nuts, and lamb jus. We also had a cheese plate to separate us off from the main entree of dinner before we get to dessert. And that was a beautiful cheese plate with a selection of cheeses, mostarda, crackers. They've done a great job. So that is on the menu. It's called Fromage de Jour, and you can get that as one of either as your dessert or as a sort of a break before you get to dessert. So for dessert, though, this is also a fun experience. The Crepe Suzette, it comes to your table and it's flambéed at the table. This was done with peaches, cocoa nibs, chantilly, brown butter ice cream on top. It was delicious, and we had it to share. So I think you can do it for one, but it's basically a shareable, so for two people, and really good. They have a few other desserts as well. We did not go that route. We were very, very full after this dinner. And the Crepe Suzette was a highlight as well. Just really, really nice one to end the evening. So check them out. They are downtown on Hornby, as I mentioned. They are at 567 Hornby Street. Parking is tricky in the neighborhood. Just kind of have to look for it, or there's a couple parking lots around. And just go and enjoy dinner. And I believe they are about to start lunch service. I believe in the coming week, this week or next week, they're starting a weekday lunch service. And I was told that eventually you'll see brunch coming on once everything's set up, sort of, because the staff shortage has been a trick for many, many restaurants around the city. That's starting to improve now. So hopefully in the next, 4 or 5 months, you'll have full-on staff. They'll be able to open for late night. They'll be able to open for weekend brunch as well. And then this other restaurant that I went to the other day was called Delara Restaurant. This is a beautiful spot. Persian, like kind of like fine dining Persian without the fine dining fuss. That's what I want to call it. Chef Bardia, he owns it. He dreamt up this restaurant. He's Persian himself. He's from Iran, and he wanted to create a restaurant which plays like to the gourmet taste of Iran. So it's not like there are many Persian restaurants in North Vancouver and around the city that are kind of have the same kind of fare. You won't find that here. It says everything was beautiful, beautiful dishes. I've been watching them build this restaurant. Pacific Contracting Solutions built this restaurant. I've been watching it from before they even started it and until now. And you can just see what they've done. They've done a beautiful job there. And he had the vision, and he's worked around the city. He's got his mom in the kitchen cooking with him. So anytime there's a mom in the kitchen cooking, you know it's good. So it's been packed since they opened. They've been open about 3 weeks, I believe, and it's full house every single night. You've got to have advanced reservation for this place, because although they have a few tables for walk-ins, I saw what was going on, and basically everyone had a reservation. It was full. There were people coming in and wanted a table, and they didn't have it, and they were stuck outside waiting for hours. So you do not want to get a situation where stuck outside waiting for hours. Make a reservation. You can do that online. Book it ahead. If you can't go for 3 or 4 weeks, book it ahead 3 or 4 weeks and you'll get yourself a table. That's the way to do it. I actually did it a couple weeks in advance. So that's the way to do it there. So I wanted to try a bunch of different things here. So I went with the zero proof cocktail. I cannot pronounce this, but if you're from Iran and you will know what this is, Second Jabin Sharbat. And it's basically a drink made of apple cider vinegar, honey, mint, and cucumber. Totally unique and different. Very, very refreshing. I really enjoyed that. Then we had this grilled sourdough flatbread and seasonal dips. So I guess they change the dips as the season goes. So there were two different dips. One was a labneh kind of dip. And then there was another one. I'm not totally sure the ingredients of that, but it was very, very good. And you just dip this CD bread in it, or put the dip on top of the CD bread, the sourdough bread. Just this bread is really good, and you can get more if you want as well. We had an early fall salad, so I like the sound of this. Early fall salad, so they're smart because they're following the season, and as the season changes, as we get into deep fall, that salad's going to change as well. So you know, what's in it's going to be different. So right now you've got bitter and sweet greens, and I saw radicchio in there. There's all sorts of different kind of vegetables. It's got barberry and orange dressing, and it's topped with nuts, seeds, and some feta cheese. So really, really tasty. Great one to share. If you're going as two people, you want to share that one. But watch as this salad changes as they go through the late fall into the winter. That salad's going to take on a whole new meaning. So very, very, I really like how they did this. Their roasted coho salmon was my favorite dish of the night. So this was actually my main dish. I wasn't really sharing that night like I normally do, but this was very good, and I love salmon, and I would actually order this one again. So roasted coho salmon with bulgur and barberries. It's served in on a bed of preserved lemon and dill sauce. That sauce was really good, and had I have had any leftover bread, I would have been dipping the bread into that sauce, but I didn't. But it was very good. It comes with this side of bulgur and barberries. That was also very tasty. So they've done a really good job with this dish, and hopefully they'll be able to keep this dish on throughout the fall and winter season. And my friend had the short rib beef. I tasted that one. That was also very good. It came with this special rice. I can also not pronounce this one, but it's called tadig. It's popular in all the Persian restaurants. They've done a great job with it, and it came with labneh and pickles on the side. So it was just a great dish all around, and definitely want to try that one if you go there as well. And then for dessert, we had two. One that I had tried the baklava before, because I had been in to see Chef Bardia before they opened. I had a little chat and tasted his baklava, which was very good. But so this time around, I ordered the turmeric and orange cake. It was very good. It was topped with an orange blossom buttercream, almonds, and candied orange. I posted this on my Instagram today, so at Van Foodster today, you can check out this cake. It was beautiful, and I love just finding unique and different desserts, because especially when we're going to these specialty restaurants, you know, Persian, or if it's French or Japanese, that kind of thing, it just love to see the desserts these restaurants are putting out that matches their cuisine, that are different for the run of the mill that you find on a lot of other menus, especially chain menus. So turmeric and orange cake, definitely check that one out. And then the other one we had was the walnut, date, and honey baklava. Very, very good. Very differently. He's done them as like small pieces. So you've got this crispy baklava filled with walnuts and dates drenched in a cardamom honey syrup. So really good. And then at the end of the meal, they come by and they hand you this little plate. And it, for us, there were two of us. So you have this little thing out there. It kind of looks like an acorn, but it's not. And it's called toot. So I guess the idea is it's like toot sweet. It's your finisher of the night. It could be like a petit four, but during it's called toot. And you can have this lovely surprise. It's all edible. It looks great. It's great for photo as well. And I think they've done a great job. So definitely want to check out Delara on 4th Avenue, as I mentioned. They are at, the address there is 2272 West 4th Avenue. It's across the street from Whole Foods on 4th Avenue in Kitsilano. And then another new spot, although they're not totally new, but they opened back in May. It's called Wasuta Pasta, kind of an interesting area. First of all, it's down a street that I've never been down before. I've been down River Road, but this part of River Road is like a dead end. So you really got to follow Google Maps to get there. But you kind of go down this River Road. It's in West Richmond, and it's basically right near the Gilbert kind of bridge, the bridge that goes off Gilbert Road from Richmond to the airport. But you can't get there from there. You have to go through via River Road coming in from the north side, and you park there, and then you discover that this restaurant is a total hidden gem, because it is upstairs in this building, which is unassuming. You'd never know there was a restaurant there. It's upstairs, second floor, and then you find this restaurant, and you walk in, and you're like, wow, it's Japanese, Italian ingredients, Japanese, Italian pastas. Everything's made in-house from scratch. The chefs, you see this wall mural, really, really cool, and it is packed. So another thing I didn't know about this was I couldn't figure out online like how you make a reservation, because there was no like, you know, click open table or anything like that to make a reservation. So I called up and asked them if they take reservations, and they said like, what time do you want to come in? So I did that, and thank God I did that, because when we got there, there were all these people coming in lined up that had no reservations, and they were being told it was going to be a 90-minute wait. And I thought, oh God, I don't want to wait 90 minutes. But thank goodness, they were wonderful. You know, you had the reservation, and they're so organized, and they set up the table, and it was a wonderful evening, and just delicious. So I just love here the play of Japanese and Italian together. You don't usually see that. I remember a bunch of years ago, maybe like 5 years ago, there was a restaurant on Robson. I think it was called Spaghetti, and it was a Japanese spaghetti pasta house. And it was very good, and I don't know, remember why it closed, but it closed. So then here you go, you know, this one opened during the pandemic, of course. They're very, very busy. So obviously word has gotten around because, you know, open for 4 months in this hidden spot. Like, they're not even in the main area of Richmond. Like, if you were in the main area of Richmond, I can see how you'd be busy very fast. But they're not. This is like totally off the beaten track, and people are going in droves. So I asked, I was there on a Friday night. They said that Tuesday night, Friday night, and Saturday night are the busiest nights there. So if you do not want a really busy restaurant, I'd suggest you go on a different night. Like, pick one that's not the craziest time of nights to go, and then just go. So we had the garden chickpea salad. We actually shared that, and that was just basically garden greens with chickpeas on top. And then I had the spaghetti aglio de olio with anchovies. So this was really tasty. So basically, imagine spaghetti made with anchovies, but it's not like anchovy fillets. It's anchovies actually into the sauce. I really enjoyed that. And then Larry had the rigatoni miso bolognese, which he loved. I tried it. It was very tasty. We did not go for dessert that night. That night we normally do, but we were quite full after the pastas. But they have done a great job, and definitely check it out. Wasuda Pasta. Look at it. Just Google it. You'll find it. And then you can go find them. They are on Instagram as well. You can find them on Instagram, Wasuda Pasta. I've got a few upcoming food and drink challenges, actually mostly food challenges right now, but a few upcoming happening in October. October is always a busy month. There's a lot going on. So we've obviously got these ones. The 7th Annual Vancouver Pasta Challenge is coming up October 7th to 31st. That is around Vancouver, and you'll find out information on vancouverfoodster.com shortly about that. I am Instagramming, and you'll be seeing who's taking part in this one. We've also got the the 8th Annual Vancouver Burger Challenge coming up October 8th to 31st. This time around, though, I've added in a couple areas outside of Vancouver. So we've got Squamish involved. Always love having restaurants from Squamish involved. And this is a very unique one. It's called Flipside Burgers. It's basically a food truck, but the food truck is situated in the back of the Cliffside Cider spot in Squamish, so basically downtown Squamish. And they've got this full-on covered patio. So, you know, it's rain or shine or it's cold and warm, you've got this great spot outside. It's covered, and you can enjoy their delicious burgers. So we're very excited to have these guys a part of this. Also excited to have Abbotsford located in this challenge. And occasionally we have Abbotsford restaurants, so this time around we do. Burger is taking part, representing Abbotsford, into this challenge. And then we've got a couple other restaurants out in Coquitlam and North Vancouver taking part as well. So all the details for the burger challenge will be up on Vancouver Foodster on October 8th. You can watch for that. And then October 15th to November 7th, doing the next Vancouver Cake Challenge, a little bit earlier than I've done it previously. Previously, I did it more November, but it was too close to Christmas, and some of the bakeries said that they preferred if it was done a little bit earlier. So that's what we've done. We've done it kind of sandwiched it between right after Thanksgiving, before Christmas. So it gives you a chance to try some cakes. And very, very interesting, this challenge is going to be, because the bakeries and cafes that are in this one are very different to what you would normally have found in my previous cake challenges, perhaps. So watch for this. October 15th details will be coming on that one shortly. And lots going on in the city. Thanksgiving coming up in a few weeks. We'll talk more about that on the next episode. And a lot of food and a lot of events coming on the line as well. So watch for those. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Tune into the next episode next week to hear more interviews with chef and cookbook authors, as well as other features. Please tell your friends about this podcast and have them subscribe to the Van Foodster Podcast and Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and Amazon Music to hear my weekly show covering the food scene in and outside of Vancouver.